What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here. I don't know if you hear me. Let me know in the comments. But what's up? How you guys doing? 4-1 feels pretty damn good, right? And you people, before I went live talking about how great chat, etc., making fun, you know, you're so impatient. Just relax. Love to hate them boys, Jack. That's what I'm talking about. Pretty fantastic watching the Cowboys lose. Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones pretty much own Jerry Jones at this point. Hey, Reese, what's up? What's up, Josh? First time I've got here live. Well, James, welcome. This is the Scintillating Extra Cheese. Thanks for joining us at Cheesehead TV on the YouTube channel. 4-1. Hope Savage is okay. Bully, the initial word is that it is a tweak of the ankle, possibly a high ankle sprain, although not of a severe variety. We'll get better clarity probably on Wednesday, but I will be very surprised if he doesn't miss the Monday night game against Detroit. But that said, could have been a lot worse. One play from being 5-0, awesome start to the season, Michael. That's a really healthy way of looking at it. I like it. But we need to bring in a wide receiver. Oh, Dominic, don't start. Spent all day on Twitter arguing about this nonsense. I ain't going to argue about it here. How is your feeling of the Packer receivers now? Those not named Davante Adams. Nicholas, I think they're great. I think they just need to play. I think they were part of a game plan that didn't feature them yesterday because Matt LaFleur and company saw how they could take advantage of the Dallas Cowboys defense, and it didn't involve the wide receivers, at least not to a great degree. I also think that if Aaron Rodgers starts hitting MVS and stops underthrowing him, MVS will be all over the map. He'll have tons of production, and we can all shut up about this. David, thank you for the super chat. That Ray Lewis dance, how amazing was that? Was that not like an outer body experience once he got the sack and Z rises up and does the Ray Lewis? I mean, come on. That was phenomenal. Jimmy Graham can block DBs at least. Hey, Nathan, that's a step in the right direction. We'll take it, right? He had some really nice blocks yesterday. I mean, I will absolutely take that. For those who all doubted and talk shit, y'all suck. Timothy, let them know, baby. Let them know. Jimmy Graham, let's give the guy some credit. Alec, I just did. Yes, absolutely. I think he had a really nice game yesterday. Should we pump the brakes on Alexander being a lockdown cornerback? Patrick, anyone who's followed me for any amount of time knows I've been pumping the brakes for a bit when it comes to the consistency. The talent is there. The ceiling is there. He just hasn't reached it yet. It's the consistency. He is very aggressive, and it works against him sometimes. The Cowboys did a really good job of taking advantage of it yesterday. You can be assured that other teams will try to follow suit. It's up to him to adjust. I think he can, and I think he will. Bulaga has shut down everyone this year. Michael, how fantastic has Brian Bulaga played? It has been absolute lights-out football from 75, pretty much every single snap. He has been an absolute rock there on the right side. He's played better than Bakhtiari, and that's not to take anything away from David. He's had a good year, but Bulaga has been absolutely outstanding. Bulaga extension. Greg, I would have said absolutely not heading into the season, but the way he's played, maybe they try to get him one or two more years. We'll see. I tend to still think they'll let him walk and get paid someplace else, third contracts, etc. But you never know. He is playing lights out football. How many more injuries can the Packers stand? Jeff, they're hardly injured. Comparative to other teams, they're doing well. Can they stand more injuries? Yeah, a lot more. It's the NFL. You're going to get hurt. Packers are doing okay in that regard. Knock on wood. Billy Turner continues to be a liability. Jack, I tend to agree. I've seen a lot of convo on the old tweet machine today talking about how it was his best game as a Packer. Well, okay, but that's a pretty damn low bar, especially for a guy that got paid a decent amount of money in free agency to come in and lock down right guard. Aaron Rodgers still having to make stuff happen with instant inside pressure because Billy Turner's getting beat. I agree he improved in the run game, and I agree that was probably his best performance in the green and gold. But again, that's not saying a whole lot. Need more from the right guard. What was up with Z Smith on the ground over and over? James, I never got a definitive word on it. I heard a speculation about cramping. I don't really know, as far as he didn't appear to be, worse for the wear after the game. So I'm not quite sure there. Jenkins, William, I like the one word comments. Jenkins had a phenomenal game. That kid is the real deal. Charles Walls, the guy who their regional scout who found that kid. He keeps it up. I mean, if Kiki becomes a player, another Charles Walls, fine. I mean, start talking about that guy, because yeah, Jenkins, lights out. David, thank you for the super chat. During the season, will the Packers next lose a game? During what season will the Packers next lose a game? I love it. I don't know. How about winter? David, thank you for the super chat, buddy. Agree, the big lead changes Pettine management. Go, Pack, go. Well, yeah, I mean, that's football 101. You get a big lead, you can start pinning your ears back. You really don't have to worry about the run as much. Clearly, the Cowboys could move the ball through the ground, but once it was 17-0, 24-0, yeah, that MO starts to change, and it's hard for offensive coordinators to stick with it no matter how effective it is. So, yeah, completely agree. Ismail, thank you for the super chat. Thought Matt LaFleur was just an offensive guru, seems to be more. I very much agree, and I'm very pleasantly surprised. His tone, his even-handedness, how he's taken control of the program but let guys be themselves, at least to our eyes on the outside. You never really know what's going on inside. But, yeah, I mean, I've absolutely been pleasantly surprised by Matt LaFleur as the head of the football team, not just as offensive coordinator, designer, game planner, etc., or, quarterback manager, which, obviously that part of the job description got blown up all off season long, but yeah, he seems to be doing the little things right, seems to have a really good feel for the pulse of his team. And so far, so good in that regard. Sorry, it looks like I had another super chat. I must have missed. I'm on a new computer here, guys. Sorry. Energy 8, thanks for the super chat. Should Adams be a go for Monday Night Football? We won't have a clear picture on that, or even the beginnings of a picture on that, until Wednesday when we get that first practice report / injury report. So stay tuned. We'll see. I know there have been rumblings that he should miss the Dallas game and then be available against Detroit, but you never really know with turf toe. These things can linger for a long time, and you never want to assume anything, especially early in the injury process. Ethan, any word on Savage or Lindsley? I have not heard a thing on Lindsley. Darnell Savage, it was reported earlier that he escaped major injury. Now, that doesn't mean he won't miss any time, but he should be back sooner rather than later. It's possible he misses the Detroit game. In fact, I'll be surprised if he doesn't, but it's not a long-term thing, which is good. Redmond bounced back. Yeah, absolutely. What a performance. Fantastic job. I thought the Cowboys would go after him a lot more, but he acquitted himself quite well, maybe made them second-guess that. Michael, thank you for the super chat. Fight I want, Banky versus Scoops Callahan. Go, Banky. Oh, I'm not touching that one. You guys have fun with that. Why do you think LaFleur insists on telling us nothing about injuries? Seems like paranoia. I think he's just setting up the expectations at the beginning of his tenure so that he doesn't have to deal with it later on. That's pretty smart, as far as I'm concerned. Do you think we will be able to retain Pettine at season's end? I do. I think he really likes coaching in Green Bay. I think he's found a spot that he's really comfortable in. He likes the guys, likes coming to work. If the defense continues to play well, yeah, I think he'll be maybe suggested for head coach openings, but he has stated on a couple of occasions that he has no more interest in being a head coach. You never really know with coaches. Sometimes they say things and do it others, but I tend to believe him, but there's a lot of ball game left in that regard. Let's season play out and see what happens there. Can you read my name? I can read it, but I'm sure I'd destroy it. Rob Tanya's catch was a nice wish he didn't get hurt. Yeah, it was a fantastic catch. Definitely unfortunate that he ended up on the sideline after it. P. People talk about Alexander a lot, but King looks massively improved. You know, Herbert, I don't think he looks very much improved. I think his game has improved. I don't think there's any doubt there. But Kevin King has always been a baller. He's just got to stay on the field. You know, when he's on the field, he balls out. It's no mystery. Their defense, historically, with him on the field, is better because he's a very good football player. He's just got to stay healthy, got to stay on the field. And, hey, speaking of which, mad props to a guy who was listed as doubtful and then ended up playing. Went on that journey from doubtful to questionable to playing a ton of snaps. I mean, that's a very rare thing. I mean, all I can say is he's a warrior. Fantastic performance in Dallas. Keep it up. Hope you're having a blessed day today, man. Russell, thank you. It's quite possibly the nicest thing someone's sent to me today. And it means a lot. Because when you're online all day, every day, you get a lot of hate. And that's very nice of you to say. Thank you. What's one thing you're still not happy with on the offense or defense? Not giving Vitaly the football on the goal line. Are you kidding me? What have they had, 7 cracks now and he hasn't gotten 1 touch? Come on, LaFleur. Let's see what we got. Trout Carson looked very good in relief for Jones. I agree, Frank. I said all camp. I thought he looked good. I was surprised they saved Dexter Williams on the 53 over him. I didn't think anybody was going to claim Williams if they cut him and tried to get him on the practice squad. But then Saturday night when they brought Carson up, you know, I thought the writing was on the wall there. And then you saw Dexter inactive yesterday. And I thought Carson played well. In fact, I thought he should have had a touchdown on that third down where Rodgers is clearly an RPO. The ball bounced in the air. It was scary. They're going to be an interception there for a second. But, you know, they settled for the field goal. They go up 17-0. That probably should have been a Carson touchdown. But, yeah, I thought overall he had some really nice runs. There's one in particular. I want to wait till I get the coach's film and clip it, put it on Twitter, because he does a great job reading the wash and navigating through it for like a 7-yard gain. But, yes, I agree. I thought he played quite well in relief of Aaron Jones, who clearly was the headliner of the day. No, give it to Aaron Jones all day. See, Derek, I love that idea, but it's not fantasy football. Have you noticed that Aaron Jones can't get through a 16-game season? Hasn't happened once in his professional career. There's nothing wrong with spelling him. The man ran for, 117 yards and 4 touchdowns. It's okay. It's going to be all right. Let other people get a little bit in the mix. Give them a breather sometimes. It's going to be okay. We need 2 running backs. I agree. Hell, we need 3. Dylan, thank you for the super chat. Jason Garrett's penalty. Man, every time, I don't know how many of you saw the watch party yesterday. Those of you who joined us, thank you very much. But every time they cut to Jason Garrett, Corey and I couldn't keep it together. That was hilarious. But yes, the throwing, the vehement throwing of the challenge flag will live in infamy down in Dallas. That was hilarious. Are we considered a showboat team? No, Jeff. Don't listen to Skip Bayless. That is not a showboat team. That is a team having a ball, having a good time, having fun. They aren't showing up anybody. They're having a lot of fun with each other the way the game should be played. Are the Packers the team to beat in the NFC? I mean, they're one of them. And it's hard to say that after the Eagles handed them their lunch, so to speak. But, yeah, they're in the mix. There's no doubt about that. What's the single most important thing the Packers have to do to beat the Lions? Take care of the football. 100%. Said it going into Dallas. I'll say it going into Monday night. You take care of the football, you take the football away, you're going to win more often than you won't, and nothing's going to change Monday night. This is a team that's going to feed off turnovers all year long. That is their MO on defense. They will tend to give up some yards on the ground, but it is time, by the way. It is time to beat the Cowboys. Realize it's been a long-ass time since the Lions. It's been a long time since they beat the Lions. Ever since TJ Lang left, they haven't beat the Lions. That's all got to come to an end Monday night. I am sick of losing to the Lions. What do you think the deal is with MVS and Rodgers? Seems like MVS is just flat out faster than a lot of the corners. Yeah, the deal is Rodgers has got to hit him. Rodgers has got to stop trying to use touch. Just uncork it. You can't overthrow him. You can't do it. Launch it, 12. Keeps underthrowing the guy. He's had like 3 or 4 touchdowns off the board if he just laid out in front of him. Driving me crazy. Lions is a week 17 already. No, they play Monday night. Are Rodgers' big stat games a thing of the past? I don't know. He had a pretty big stat game last Thursday night. I think it's dependent on the opponent. It's going to be game to game. I don't think you're going to see 400 yards, three or four touchdowns every week. No, but, you know, he can still sling it and still take them where they want to go and do put up big numbers while doing it, but they don't need that anymore. Isn't that a great feeling? You don't have to count on Superman emerging from the booth. You know, you got plenty of other ways to beat teams. It's a nice feeling. And hey, that's exactly what Brian Gutekunst wanted to accomplish this offseason. And so far, that's exactly what's happened. Gotta love it. Q King, thank you for the super chat. What do you think about Jones waving to the defender while running for the TD? Epic. I absolutely loved it. I was shocked he didn't get a flag. We've seen guys give peace signs or whatever and been flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct. Maybe that falls under the new celebration rule. Maybe that it's okay. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Again, having a good time. Absolutely love it. Nice to see Lucas Patrick is more than a kick returner. That's an excellent pull. Well done. If Lindsley can't go Monday, do we move Elton to center or keep him rolling at left guard? Zach, I think it's dependent on what it feels it's going to be the duration of Lindsley's absence. If they're thinking that Lindsley could be out for an extended period of time, I do think they consider moving Jenkins to center. But if they think it's a 1 week thing, and again, they're privy to the injury info. I'm not. But if that is the case, I would think they would probably stick with Patrick at center and then keep Jenkins at guard. Hans, thanks for the super chat. Jair seemed a bit out of sorts at times yesterday. Any reason to be concerned? No. I just ordered his jersey. No, he's a total baller. He got taken advantage of a little bit for his aggressiveness. Something he's going to have to work on. But he is still an up-and-coming, ascending player. Worry not. Packers are second-best team in the NFC. Well, it could be the best team. You know, any given Sunday. The Eagles did beat them. The Eagles also had to use pass interference to do it. I'm just saying. That throw to Tanyan on the sideline after climbing the pocket was 1,000% absurd. Was it not, Corey? Yes. Yes, it was. How did Lindsley get concussed? Remember when Lang gave himself a concussion in retaliation? I don't know. I was looking at it today and I can't find a particular play. You know, it's not always a big hit. It can be a very little thing. Oh, explain Gary's roughing the passer penalty to me, please. Bob, I wish I could. Any contact to the head, they're going to throw a flag. And it also depends on the ref. That's the frustrating thing. That's the most frustrating thing is that by the letter of the rule, that is a penalty. However, there are plenty of refs who won't throw that flag. Yesterday, the Packers got a ref that would. And that's what's so maddening is that there is zero consistency from week to week and crew to crew. I am very happy with the win, but you have to be honest that the defense still scares me, even though they're better than last year. Scares you? Why would it scare you? Come on, people. Enjoy it. They're 4-1. They're balling out, creating turnovers. Yes, they give up some plays, but they're winning football games. Worrying. Does worrying help? Does worrying about stuff help you guys in life? Because it doesn't help me. The only thing I worry about is my children because I can't help it. But outside of that, I can control worrying about the Packers. Don't. Enjoy it. It's entertainment. It's escapist entertainment. Look around the news, man. Look at the headlines. There is enough crap to worry about, to actually worry about. Life stuff to worry about. Don't worry about the Packers. Man, just enjoy the ride. That's just me. Challenging PI has become a guaranteed timeout. I like it. It's true. Graham actually blocked. I know. I agree. I talked about it earlier. I was shocked. The entire dynamic shifted to them needing massive plays. They got a couple on us. It did, and they did. It's the explosives. Matt LaFleur just talked about it in his first press conference earlier today. You know, you got to eliminate those. They killed them. I will say, though, you know, Jair got taken advantage of a little bit. The one over Tremont, that actually, I'll bet $1,000 theoretical dollars that if the quarterback isn't hit on that play, it's not a touchdown. It's probably not even a completion. Prescott gets hit on that play, and that changes the trajectory of the ball and the way Williams is playing it. If he's able to step into it and throw it regularly, Tremont probably makes the play. But because the quarterback got hit, it changes the entire complexion of the play, and the guy pulls in for a touchdown. You're going to have to live with those. Can you post a video of Graham actually blocking? I will. Absolutely. Gary almost got to the QB a few times. Aikman looks like he needs blood pressure medicine. Thoughts on Crosby making tackles still? God, can we stop with Crosby making tackles? Can we just kick it out of the end zone, please? Please, please, please. What do you think the Packers should draft with their first pick? Oh, Aaron. We're enjoying 4-1. I can't think about the draft. It's October. I don't know. Man, ask me about the draft later. Much, much later. Big Daddy Cool Bree is going to bring this home with a Bears suck comment. That's what I'm talking about. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. There are 581 people here on a Monday. I love you all. Thanks for checking it out. And hey, if you do enjoy what we do here at Cheesehead TV, either on YouTube or on the website, cheeseheadtv.com, please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, tell your family. Please like this video and please subscribe to our channel. And if you want to support what we do outside of hitting like and subscribe, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. Supports everything we do. I'll be back tomorrow. Transplants on Wednesday. Packer Transplants, our live show, will be live Wednesday at 5. And I'll be chatting with you guys each and every day this week. Packers are 4-1, baby. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good day.